Imagine a heated discussion in the Vatican where decisions about Padre Pio's future hang in the balance. Suddenly, a Capuchin friar enters the room, pleading with the Holy Father himself. Today we'll explore this astonishing account of Padre Pio's bilocation. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you'll enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime, rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. Today's story comes from the book Vida del Padre Pio, Life of Padre Pio by Enrique Calico. And it recounts one of the most extraordinary moments in Padre Pio's life. A moment when his gift of bilocation brought him right to the heart of the Vatican at a crucial moment when his future was discussed. Now, for those unfamiliar, bilocation is the mysterious phenomenon in which a person is present in two places at once. Although extremely rare, this gift has been documented in the lives of several saints throughout history, and Padre Pio was known to have this gift. During his lifetime, witnesses testified that Padre Pio never left his convent. Yet, he was reportedly seen in various parts of the world, including far-off places like Uruguay and the Philippines. But perhaps the most striking of these occurrences happened much closer to home, in the Vatican itself. Listen to this. In the 1920s, Pope Pius XI began receiving numerous reports about Padre Pio. While initially neutral, the Holy Father began to form a negative opinion about the stigmatized friar due to the flood of anonymous letters accusing Padre Pio of being a fraud. Archbishop Pasquale Gagliardi, who openly opposed Padre Pio, even told the Pope, "I saw with my own eyes Padre Pio putting makeup on his face and applying perfume as he prepared to stand before the people. I swear on the cross that what I am saying is the truth." He also alleged that Padre Pio's stigmata were self-inflicted, claiming they were the result of applying chemicals like iodine and nitric acid. Faced with these accusations, Pope Pius XI and several cardinals gathered to discuss whether to impose severe restrictions on Padre Pio, and many were in favor. However, during this tense meeting, something extraordinary happened. According to Cardinal Augusto Cilli, who was present at the meeting, a Capuchin friar suddenly entered the room. This is what he shared. At that moment, a Capuchin friar was seen entering the room. His hands were hidden within his sleeves, and he walked with a painful yet resolute gait, heading directly towards the Holy Father. Without anyone being able to stop him, he knelt, kissed the feet of His Holiness, and with a pleading voice said, "Holiness, for the good of the Church, do not permit this." He then requested a blessing, kissed the Pope's feet once more, and left as he had entered. The cardinals present were stunned. They could not believe what they had just witnessed and exchanged questioning looks. The Pope then asked, "Who let that friar in?" Some, regaining their composure, went out to ask the guards. "Why did you allow this Capuchin friar to pass?" they inquired. "Capuchin friar, no one has entered or exited," replied the guards. The others confirmed, "Absolutely certain, no one has come through since your eminences began the meeting." The Pope, deeply shaken, ordered Cardinal Cilli to investigate Padre Pio's whereabouts at the time of the meeting. The findings: Padre Pio was in the choir of his friary in San Giovanni Rotondo, praying the divine office. He had never left the convent. Cardinal Cilli visited Padre Pio several times in San Giovanni Rotondo, each time expressing a very positive opinion of the Holy Friar. Finally, in early 1933, Pope Pius XI ordered the reversal of restrictions against Padre Pio, allowing him to once again celebrate Mass publicly. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you for watching. Please click the notification bell and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.